You got New York vibes. Like, East Coast vibes. Like, you
know what I'm saying? That, like a New York in the city vibe, yeah.
Jada Kiss was the first rapper I ever felt. The first time I went to Philly, though, I absolutely loved it.
I still got to go to Philly. I have never been to Philly. I want to get to Philly.
I've been three times.
Three times?
Yeah. All road trips.
Wow.
Oh, you went with the girls, I remember one time. I do remember you went out there and went to for like a concert or something, right?
I went for my 30th birthday, the first time I ever went.
Your 28th birthday?
Exactly. It was a big one. 25. Fuck it. Let's go with that.
Yeah, listen. Great. Yeah. Look, why am I truer to your lie? Listen, can we come up with an age?
Listen, because the Indian just asked me, like, so what year? What, how old are you turning this year? And I was like, fuck it. 32. And she was like, you can't be younger than me. And I was like, why not, bitch? Your age is yet. Listen, this is how I feel about this shit, right? First of all, I look great. You don't fucking know how old I am. Why do we gotta do this shit? Like, it's weird to me. I'm a grown up and I can pay for shit. Like, I don't understand. But, okay. If age is such a fucking big deal, right? If, like, whole ass humans that was born this and can be that, everybody respected.
I want to hear more.
I can't be what age I'm gonna be. Like, I don't understand why I can't be whatever I say I am. Like, why we just can't go with it?
Yeah, no, which is why I always, I'm a die with the whatever the age, you die with the lie. So, like, even when I tell stories to people at work, I'll be like, yeah, my cousin, she's 28. I mean,
26-ish, 27, 29, we don't know how she feels.
Listen, like,
yeah,
now,
her bones may hurt today. She's a little 29-ish.
Yeah. That's not maybe necessarily a real age, but we're going to go with 28. Don't tell her I told you different.
Her fucking real age. See what I'm saying? When you throw shit like that on there.
Take it away.
Just remove it. That's all
we saying. Come clean. Well, yeah, I don't always. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, my cousin is 32 now. 32. 31. Going on 32 this year. We're going on 30. Are we going on 31 again? Or?
I don't know how I feel closer
to the birthday.
I didn't celebrate my half birthday this year. Really, really sucks for me.
What day would your half birthday have been?
My half birthday is May 14th.
Okay.
Question.
6 months around.
Question for you guys, real quick. What's the most nervous you've ever been in a car?
So I've seen that, right? I don't know the most nervous. But I just had an anxiety attack it was on the 4th of July when it rained real, real hard. I was driving on the freeway. Come home.
Let me get this music.
Can it be a cop car?
Like
you in a cop car?
The most nervous that you was ever in?
I guess so. You was in a car, right?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So it's high school.
Yeah.
It's halftime.
Uh-huh.
We go, I'm like, hey, it's halftime. We got some time. Let's go smoke in the woods. So, like, the way you could leave our football field, you could actually hit these woods behind a pool hall and go smoke some weed. So we go back there. We're smoking weed in the woods. Someone smells it. He comes back with a 24-pack of beer. We're also, once again, in high school. We know the kid. He goes, hey, couple hits of these, and I'll straight up give you guys a can of beer. I'm like, all right, that's a perfect trade. So then what happens is we're, we're
doing our thing. This is during halftime of a football game?
Yeah. And then so our school had like a big like drug problem. So we had a...
Apparently.
And then so we had a...
niggas getting drunk.
A probation officer that directly dealt with high school.
Niggas getting drunk at halftime is nuts.
And so like the probation officer...
Epidemic and stuff, high school.
I'm listening to it.
So then this lady walks into the woods with us.
Yeah.
And so it's as then she just pierces, like, what you guys doing? We freeze. We're looking at her like, fuck.
Who is you?
So then my one friend just...
Girl, who is you?
My one dude just goes. He just leaves. Doesn't cut. He just doesn't say anything. He just cuts and goes. We watch him go. Now we're looking at the dude who has the beers. He just take his beers quietly into the woods. Just kind of ran off. You know what I'm saying? So it's me and my dude. And I'm like,
in football uniforms?
No, we weren't playing. We were
watching the game.
Yeah, we were watching.
Oh, okay, we're having fun.
So then we.
I totally thought that you were like.
Oh no!
So then we end up.
That's why you said that, like during halftime.
We end up dipping. Okay. Me and this dude end up running from the swamp, from the forest into like a marshy area, like cattails and all. Me and him switch shirts. That's our master plan. Then we walk back up to the road. The cop pulls in front of us. And this nigga goes, he goes, y'all know why I'm here. Hop in.
I always forget.
You switch shirts with each other?
Yeah.
And both of y'all was at this scene at a crime?
Yeah.
Because you was going to be him and he was going to be you?
So then we switch
shirts. But y'all was both there?
So then the cop grabs us. We go right back. The lady literally looks at us. She goes, they switch shirts. Like instantly, we've been there for 5 seconds. The car. She literally looked in the car. She said, "They switched."
But you guys were. Wait, hold on. Hear me out. Like you guys were both there though. Like
absolutely.
So it would be a disguise because.
So in the same way,
and he was you.
In the same way that it's me, you, and Oates right now. It would be the equivalent of me. And Oates switching shirts,
walking
away for 20 minutes, and then coming back. And then you go, you niggas switch shirts. So the lady instantly found out. But then, so I'm in this cop car, and I'm like,
oh my God.
And I'm in this cop car, and I'm like, fuck, like we gotta get out of here. And I just like, I don't know what was like, I literally looked at my friend, I'm like, don't snitch. And this is like my white friend who was quite prone.
You said that out loud?
To him? Hell yeah. I said, hey, don't say shit.
This is before body cameras and
yeah, this is before
body cameras. All that shit.
I mean, you can see somebody say don't say shit, don't mean nothing. Like
so,
don't say shit.
So then he's like, okay. And he almost cracked, but he didn't. I'm not gonna cap. But then so we get to a point where I'm sitting in the cop car and meet him and I go. And he goes,
y'all was smoking weed in there?
Nah. But I caught my breath because I remember something. Like, I remember my most important detail. And I'm like, and he's like, what's wrong? What's up? I'm like, bruh, I got like 5 tabs of acid in my sock. Like, if they do a pat down or something like that,
yeah,
they might find me with like all this acid.
Yeah.
And I'm in high school, so I'm like,
a real live drug problem up there.
Yeah.
Shit.
So then I had this acid in my sock.
Yo.
And so I'm in high school. It's halftime. If they find out who I didn't even tell them my real name, bro. I gave them a fake name and everything. My aunt would have beat the shit out of me. Man, But so anyway, the cops, we didn't give them shit. We didn't fold. So then it's about the end of halftime. This all happens, plays out during halftime.
No, during 20, like halftime's like 20 minutes.
Things happen.
Halftime and maybe,
but wait,
maybe
no.
A smidgen
a
of the quarter.
Bit of the third,
a smidgen of the quarter, and I have people to call who can verify, bro. A smidgen of the quarter.
All right, I'm not challenging.
A smidgen of the quarter.
Hold on. Wait a second. Because y'all had walked up the street and y'all waited 20 minutes before y'all changed the fucking shirts.
We was out. Okay. So maybe it wasn't 20 minutes. You ever be panicking?
I'm sorry, because the shirt switching is just what fucked me in
you
the entire thing.
The shirt switching
like
is maybe the funniest hour part of this shit right now.
You ever be panicking and a minute feels like an hour?
Hell yeah.
It was that, okay?
Hell yeah.
So then eventually.
These niggas in the woods for 2 minutes and the police came.
I want to know how high.
Basically, the police followed these niggas into the woods. The police followed these niggas and the nigga with beer into the woods. Like,
that was amazing drugs for them to switch shirts and think that was a good idea.
At what point did y'all pop the acid in the story?
No.
We never popped the acid.
You had to. That shit, you niggas was high as fuck. Like, why in the fuck? What? The point of a disguise is to be somebody that wasn't there at all. Like, you niggas was both there.
It was my plan, too. I thought it was such a good plan, dude. I was in high school. I was like, get it. I was like, give me your shirt, bro. He's like, what?
We're going to fuck him up. We're going to throw him off with this. That's so good.
Anyways, we didn't give the cops anything. So the cops, they had to let us go because they couldn't find out where our parents were. They couldn't keep us.
Like, you guys are minors. Fuck. We're
exactly.
At the game. Let us go back.
And then the cop said, the cop lets us out. The cop like opens the door. He goes, all right. I guess we don't have anything, so I guess I have to let you guys go.
Niggas was like, yes.
Don't lie to cops. And then he left, and then he like ran away.
What?
But like, nigga, we had just like, don't lie to cops. Like, as in, like, I've known you lied to me.
And that was his fortune cookie for a day. Like, he wanted to spread goodwill to the rest of the world. Don't do this shit again, though.
All right, so let me.
That was great. I was just trying, it got real sexy in this bitch real quick. I was trying to figure out what was going on, but I'll fuck with Coco.
It's not even a podcast. It's just a real conversation about relative relations. It's episode 183. It's the boy J Oates. I don't know if you can hear it, but it's raining crazy. I felt like this shit was like, I thought it was fitting. Yeah. I thought it was fitting. I'm in here chilling with Trilly Millie.
Yeah.
And the Don, Donnie Yo. Darko, Donnie D. First off, y'all, big shouts out to everybody that's listening. Wherever y'all listening, we appreciate the listen. We appreciate the support. We appreciate the votes in the Cleveland scene. We are, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Trying to see what's happening with it. Trying to see what's happening with it. Votes is still open until July 21st, so you can go to the link. Put it back up.
Fuck yeah.
Did I repost?
It's been reposted. Yeah. It's been reposted a few times. It always helps. You know what I'm saying?
Do it again.
My vote has been cast.
Look, y'all, it's fantasy football season coming up. I'm itchy for it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So big shouts out to all of my fans. I'm itchy for fantasy football season. I'm the champion from last year, reigning. So I'm trying to get a league, maybe two leagues. Maybe two leagues going this year. And really do a little bit with this fantasy football. Look, we was talking about the nervous shit in the car. That was a nuts story, Don. That was a nuts story. I think you told me that story before, but it's nuts every time. It tops mine. I don't really even want to tell my stories about being nervous in a car. That's a good story.
I could tell another story about being like nervous. Go ahead, tell your story, and then maybe.
Man, did you have a story about being nervous in a car? No. That's funny as hell. Nah, I want to talk about. Bat, I want to ask y'all like a random sidebar question. It's not a sidebar. It's one respect to give.
Okay.
All right, one respect to give, Millie, is a game. It's like, yeah, if you could only respect one of these niggas and not the other one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I bet.
I was hip to what I told, which one? I like it. I like the game. Go ahead.
Okay. Will Smith or LL Cool J?
Will Smith. Will Smith in a second. Definitely will.
I'm gonna have to go with Will too, but I'm mad Will was in a second though.
I picked Will and it's not even close. But I feel like it is close. So like,
yeah,
I just don't like how you say it.
Yeah,
you got, remember why I said
I didn't slide my nigga like that?
All right, like I feel like all right. So my rap name is like Donnie D, but I've also thought it'd be cool to be LL Donnie D. I'm not gonna cap, but at the same time, I do have to reckon with the fact that LL Cool J made a song where he was just hating on niggas. Just so, what is it? Remember I told you about that song, and LL Cool J's like, and he smoked too much, and he don't work out, and it's just like, LL, shut the fuck up, all right, dude? Like you're one type of guy in the world. I like that Will Smith snaps. I like that he has human reactions in the public eye. I feel like I don't know. I feel like I also would make mistakes at that level. You know what I mean? And I commend Will for making those mistakes. I don't know.
I don't know what mistakes you speak of.
Smacking that man.
It was not a mistake.
You don't think it was a mistake? I think it could have not have happened.
definitely.
Things could have not happened, yeah, but that's not a mistake.
What do you call it then? What is your word for it?
It's something that happened.
Interesting. Okay.
The nigga told him stop talking about my wife, and then he went up there in front of the world and talked about his wife and found out what you happened. What happens when you talk about Will Smith's wife? That's the motherfucking president, bro.
Who's the president?
Will Smith.
Okay. And that's why he gains the own respect.
Will Smith and Jay-Z are my president.
And I feel like LL Cool J could have been in better movies by now.
God bless
you. Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
God bless you too, son.
Thank you.
I feel like LL could have been in better movies by now if he wanted to be.
Who?
LL Cool J as an actor.
He's been in some decent movies.
Name three.
Deep Blue Sea.
That shark movie?
Anaconda.
Snake movie?
And Deliverance from Eva.
What is that one?
The something about Gabriel demons? Union. No, he was
what's
like...
What's the one where he had the cover?
He's been in a lot of good movies. Like, what are you talking about?
I'm not checking.
Also, TV's, you're young. You're not checking for
a lot. Are any of those movies better than Pursuit of Happiness?
No.
Okay, sorry.
That's, I didn't say he was. A, I didn't.
What you?
No, I didn't say that he was anywhere near the class of Will Smith.
Okay.
But like you acted like he didn't have good movies.
But he's cooler. He's like a Will Smith is like a tougher guy.
Will Smith too. LL Cool J is just a pioneer of hip hop. He's got a hit in like.
You know what? You know what though?
We're agreeing.
I always say this about Big and Tupac that if they had never died, we would think they'd be so fucking corny now. I think that sometimes. Like, just,
I don't,
you can be a pioneer of hip hop and then one day find yourself corny as hell.
Tupac.
What does that mean?
Tupac, maybe, but maybe not because he was a good actor. Biggie.
What point is that, bro?
I don't know. Biggie's flow is pretty impeccable, bro. Like, Biggie rapped at a really high level.
Biggie did. Like, but I still think that they'd be,
age.
I just think that.
Biggie.
I just think that LL is like corny now. What is he? Just cop shows
and shit. I fucking love NCIS or whatever.
I'm never checking for NCIS.
I watch NCIS all the time. It's like comfort food for me.
I never check for NCIS.
I go to sleep to NCIS.
See, you guys have.
I can't.
How are you guys? How are you guys? How are you guys going to sleep? To LL Cool J's voice, and then not getting him that one respect.
Okay, no, okay, that's not. He's not on the initial. He's not on the original NCIS. I watched the original when we did.
Just give him a little respect.
Yes, yeah, that's the thing.
Don't do him like that.
You know, he's got hits like in a versus Will Smith and LL Cool J is tough.
In a versus Will Smith versus in what like movies or
no music, nigga. You don't know the catalogs.
Does Will Smith have enough songs to go against LL?
Yes.
Of that caliber?
Nigga, yes.
Wow.
Will Smith does?
I didn't know he had that many songs.
Other than Men in Black and fucking Summertime.
Just the two of
us. All right, wait.
Will Smith is two of us.
That's the only Will Smith song I know. I fuck with that,
though. You don't know about Summertime? You absolutely. You've heard it 1,000 fucking times.
Sing a little bit.
Summertime.
That was Will Smith?
Summertime.
That was Will?
2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you.
Oh,
that was
God.
Will's fucking
Fresh
Smith?
Prince, nigga.
That was the hardest shit ever. What are you talking about?
You're a child.
Yeah, well, I don't know if LL can... What does LL got? Like, that's crazy. Yeah, Will's
exactly.
The goat. Will's the goat.
Like,
thank you. Put some respect on my nigga name. Why did you choose him in the verses? Just the movies? I'm about to put a Will Smith fucking montage in music. What are we talking about? I love Will Smith.
But I don't know any...
Will Smith,
Summertime was hard
as he is as a person.
You never like, heard...
I love Will.
You never heard Girls...
And I also love his movies. Yeah.
He's like probably top 10 storytellers of all time.
Oh, man.
I've never heard him tell a...
What? Story. Yes, you did. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is a story.
Oh, you're talking about...
Parents Don't Understand is a story.
I don't.
Girls of the World Ain't Nothing But Trouble is a story. Nightmare on Elm Street is a story, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, just the two of us has story elements in it. Like, what do we talk like?
Wow.
It's more introspective, but like, Will Smith, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like a homage. You talking to his kid and shit. But,
you're not a kid.
Will Smith, yeah, he's a top tier story.
Baby, right?
I'm 26.
Yeah.
So that.
That like you see Willie face. Yeah, Don Baby out here, man. A little bit.
I'm not a baby.
Baby Don.
No, don't no. Edit this will be edited out or something. No way.
Take that That's shit cool. out of there.
Wait. Where's at? No, I'm about to do it. Let's do it. Oh, come on, baby guy. This shit is insane. All right, no, I'm talking shit. All right, so listen. I have some more questions. One respect to give, Tupac or Snoop?
Snoop.
Don, what are you thinking, Don? It's an audio adventure. Give me your thoughts right now. What are your thoughts?
Deliberation.
Yeah, see, this is what was respect. You needed to respect Will Smith and LL. I'm really
asking. I want to go Tupac.
But you couldn't give L.
Big L. Big Silly.
All we needed was deliberation. That's all I needed. Me and all,
like, the Hey Lover, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, hey lover, this is more than a crush. Hey, with Boyz II Men?
That was hard.
Done. I might pause the bar and like educate you. Anyway, you're not.
Music's a vibe. Seriously.
Come on, all right, shit, let's
tap in on that.
Let's.
Wait.
Yeah, you're still thinking.
I'm going Tupac.
You're going Tupac?
Yeah.
I'd probably go Snoop. But really? I'm a little bit biased.
Are you biased? Why? Who's the fan?
I'm not the biggest.
Oh, you're not the biggest Tupac fan?
Tupac has slaps.
I'm always a bigger. Slaps.
Hold on for a second. Can we just for 2 seconds? Did it? You've never heard this. Yeah, no Tupac.
Okay.
Right.
Harlem at the Rutgers. I saw you with your man, smiling, a coach bag in your hand. I was late with my hat turned back before the eyes
formed. Yeah, he's getting educated right now.
As you strolled off, looking at them legs, goddamn, they look so sore. I gotta take you from your man, that's my mission. If his love is really got the hand of competition, you only knew him 5 months.
Come on, Don. You're not here. Much,
you smoke too many blunts, and I be working out every day, thinking about
this
you.
Is a...
looking at my own eyes in the rear view. Get some flashbacks of an eye contact. Wish I could lay you on your stomach and caress your back. I would hold you in my arms and ease your fears. I can't believe it. I ain't had a crush in years. Hey, love.
Is this the song I'm talking about? That I be talking about LL Cool J hating the whole fucking song?
You said that he worked out. Like,
why, bitch ass nigga, bro.
Why are you mad?
Why is that cat? What are you, nigga?
Like, why are you mad at a nigga that works out, bro? Like,
just rizz her up. Don't tell her, like, okay? Like,
it's health is wealth.
The fat niggas pull bitches, too. Like, this is, like...
At the bus stop waiting every day. Your man must think it's safe for you to travel
maybe.
That way. And I don't want to violate your relationship, so I lay back in the cut with a crush, that's a trick. Still, he can't stop me from having daydreams, toning it down with vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
Kissing on your thighs under moonlight, searching your body with my tongue, girl, all night.
Is that Dirty Magic?
Could it be simple dreams?
That's not that it's more than this. It's just flavor.
It's just extreme flavor. Yeah, I mean, it's a fire song because he's so smoothly flavoring in it. Like,
break you off a little chump change to do your hair.
Yeah.
Satisfy your needs.
Listen, I'm sorry. Like, we had to bring her in. Like, shouts out to LL. I still pick Will Smith, but shouts out to LL for sure. LL Cool J has a lot of bangers over time. You got the J-Lo joint. Come on, man. Like, don't do that to LL. I don't like you doing that to LL. I pick Snoop, though, over Tupac, for sure. Like, Tupac, I've said it on this podcast before. I don't really want to go too much into it, but like, it's for me, it's the thing about a nigga that like waits to be 19 and like turn into a gangster.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so it's just like if a nigga decided, like niggas didn't accept Tiger as a thug, like, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. or Young Berg, or like, you know what I'm saying, like. So I just don't understand how you like just get to decide that you're gonna be a gangster and then that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's me. You know what I'm saying? That's just me. Actually, we might got enough on this one. Millie, you got anything to say to the people before we get up out of here and get back and do some real topics? No, nothing. That's for the people.
Are we in?
The audio been telling something. All right.
Is this a night mode episode or is this a day mode episode?
Well, it's clearly nighttime.
Oh, do dog shit, bark a little bit.
What does that mean?
It's your mode, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Talk to your loved ones. I know you love them. It's not even a podcast. We're still talking.